This is TechCrunch.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Facebook takes on TikTok with a new vertical-first video player. I'm Imran Sheikh, and listener, I will always be vertical-first for you. Here's your Daily Crunch for Thursday, starting with three big headlines. For the second time in just over a month, Meta's apps, including WhatsApp and possibly Messenger and Instagram, are facing outages and intermittent issues. While it's rare for services as large as those operated by Meta to go down entirely, Meta's status page details disruptions to key business services, including its Ads Manager, Messenger platform, WhatsApp Business API, and others. WhatsApp also confirmed the outage in an update to its X account. Users are also reporting issues accessing Instagram and Messenger, according to social media posts and crowdsourced reporting sites like Down Detector. Well, now how am I supposed to know who's sliding into my DMs? However, the latter cannot serve as an official confirmation of an outage, only a signal that one could be underway. Press inquiries to Meta about the outage's cause have not yet been returned. The largest trouble seems to be with WhatsApp. In our own tests, Meta's apps were loading and we could send messages via WhatsApp, which indicates either the outages were not global in nature or they've already been fixed. On Super Tuesday in the U.S., March 5th, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads were all down, leading users to experience error messages that something went wrong or they were taken to a landing page where they were logged out and couldn't get back in. OnePlus has always marched to the beat of its own drummer, for better or worse. Take, for example, the company's latest foray into mobile artificial intelligence, the AI Eraser. Now, before you ask, no, this is not simply a rebadged version of Google's longstanding and very good Magic Eraser. No. OnePlus went ahead and built its own version in a bid to show the world that it has AI ambitions of its own. It's likely the Oppo-owned company has been working on AI Eraser for some time now, though the world has known about Google's version since the Pixel 6 event back in March 2021. From the sound of its press material, it seems like the company went and built this thing from the ground up, starting with its own first-party large language models. An AI-powered eraser is an undeniably handy feature, but it's also one that Google knocked out of the park immediately. OnePlus went into further details about it, saying,
AI Eraser is able to intelligently substitute unwanted objects with contextually appropriate elements that naturally elevate the photo's appeal, empowering users with the ability to make high-quality photo edits anywhere and at any time.
AI is rolling out to OnePlus devices this month. So Facebook is introducing a new full-screen video player on Wednesday, which offers a more consistent design and experience for all types of video lengths, including short-form reels, long-form videos, and even live content. The upgraded player, which will first launch in the US and Canada, aims to streamline the experience for both watching and sharing video content. But more importantly, it will default to showing videos in vertical mode and will also allow Facebook to recommend the most relevant video to watch next, no matter what type of video that may be, long, short, or live. Now, the latter change could potentially affect key factors that creators and advertisers care about, like watch time, number of views, reach, and more. For Facebook, however, more people watching videos on the platform could allow it to increase time on site, plus advertising views and clicks, among other things. It also gives Facebook a way to better compete against other popular video platforms that rely on algorithmic recommendations like YouTube and TikTok, as it broadens the pool of possible recommendations to include more video formats. Now let's kick it over to producer Dennis, who will always be my favorite video format, for today's startup news in about 1 minute.
Thanks, Imran. And we begin with Homebase. Homebase is HR software that targets two-thirds of the American SMB workforce with hourly jobs that require them to be on site. After nabbing over 100,000 small businesses as customers, covering over 2 million employees, Homebase recently closed on $60 million in Series D financing. Hats off to Homebase. Up next, who's up for a drink? Full Glass Wine, a brand acquisition management startup that specializes in acquiring wine marketplaces, has raised a $14 million Series A round to continue acquiring DTC, or direct-to-consumer, wine marketplaces. DTC wine brands sell wine directly to wine lovers, bypassing traditional distribution channels. And Ghost Autonomy, a startup working on autonomous driving software for automaker partners, has shut down. The startup, which had raised nearly $220 million, posted a note on its website that it ended worldwide operations and wound down the company as of Wednesday. The company employed about 100 people and had operations in Mountain View, Dallas, and Sydney.
And that's your Daily Crunch. Today's stories were reported by Sarah Perez, Brian Heater, and more beautiful, lovely TechCrunch journalists. We'll see you here tomorrow, same tech time, same Crunch channel. And until then, find us at TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.